Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers, all of the fathers that have grown children, all of the fathers that have, you know, small children, all of the fathers that have teenagers. Oh, my goodness, to the ones that have teenagers. Happy Father's Day to you and those that will be fathers soon because the child is in the womb. So, I guess for the most part, you are still a father, for you have already conceived a fetus, an embryo, et cetera, et cetera. So, therefore, I just want to say Happy Father's Day to you all. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers that have already transitioned into heaven. For if it was not for you, many of us would not be here. So I could go through naming all of my mother's brothers and all of my father's brothers and just say I am so grateful for every one of you that have been spiritual fathers and biological fathers and even the ones that are learning how to be a father. So I'm going to turn it over to Minister Sheila, so that she can pray for us, and then I will come back with whatever the Lord has given me, or if Minister Sheila, if this is her day to minister, she can go right ahead and obey God. Minister Sheila?
Good morning. I want to say thank you, God, for the Father of us all and to giving us life and blessing us with life that we have today. And I just want to say thank you for all the ones that have passed away, the ones to become, and the ones that are out now. And, Lord, I want to thank you for my earthly father as well. God, I give honor to you, to his father, the head of my life and the son, Christ, Lord Jesus. And I'm going to apologize for if any background noise I heard that you might hear. I am out with my son and with his daughters, so we all celebrating. So they say they also would like to have words, if it's allowed, for them to thank God for their father. Well, Lord, I give you honor for blessing us with this day that we have to. Thank you for my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my nieces, nephews, my brothers, my sisters. Lord, I thank you for us all. Thank you for waking us up this morning, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be here. I thank you for blessing us and to carry us through this day and to guide us and to teach us your way of life. And Lord, I ask you to bless this government, this law enforcement, these hateful crimes, these ugly demon devils that is trying to take us away from you and trying to ruin our life and to break our faith and love for you. But Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I bless you in the name of Jesus to be blessed in me. And I just want to thank you all. And I just want to say, Father God, I thank you. You want to speak now? Okay. I have with me, just want to bring in the program a little early, my granddaughter, AJ, who's Juan's daughter, third daughter, and she says she wants to thank God and have words for blessing her with her father.
I just wanted to say thank you because my dad has been in my life for a long time, and I love him, and I just wanted to say that because my dad's been having going on a trip. My name's Tashana, and I'm my dad's daughter, and I've been here. If it's like an event for like a field trip or something, my dad's been here, and I'm blessed God for my dad to be here. I don't know what to say.
Just say God, thank you.
God, so I'm Charlie. God, thank you for my father.
Thank you for allowing us to say that in this program. The youngest one, she can't speak right now. She can speak, but she might not understand her. Adriana?
Adrian.
And I'm going to pass the phone to Juan and see what he has to say for today.
Hello, everybody. Just wanted to thank the Lord for letting me see another Father's Day and blessing me with beautiful daughters. And thanks for my mom. And thank you for everybody else in my family. And happy Father's Day to all that's listening.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Apostle Elect. I want to thank God for you and Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Minister Linda Handy, Minister Brandon Kaiser. Lord, I just want to thank you because you have blessed us into a beautiful family, a loving family, a helpful family, and a truthful family that knows you are the true and the only Father and can lead us nowhere but the right way. I just want to thank you and thank you. And thank Apostle Elect for letting me and my son and granddaughters have a few words to say at the beginning of the program, because yet we do know God is real. Because if he wasn't, we wouldn't be here. So the devil can step back and go lay down and go around somewhere, because he is not going to break this family bloodline or faith. Because we know who's the true Father and Son and the right way to go. That's all I have. Back to you, Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. So we're going to start off a little differently. I've opened up the lines for anyone that wants to say any tributes to their fathers, whether their father is here or their father has gone on to be in heaven. I mean, we have such great men and women of God that have partnered with us on Smile 3E, whether it's Monday night speakers or Friday night speaker or even Sunday. So I just thank God for my father, and I'll come back and do a tribute to him as soon as I see if there's anyone on the line that wants to say happy Father's Day to their husbands or sons or whoever. So the lines are open for any tributes to your fathers. Okay, then I just want to say I thank God for my son. I'll start with him. He's going to be a father. He has been married now for a few years, and now he has the awesome opportunity to be a father to children that will be born in the November-December time frame. You may say children, yes, because he's going to have twins. And I thank God for that opportunity for him to be a father, and that I'm asking God to give him the wisdom that he needs to be not only a father to his children, but a father that supports his wife, but yet walks in the lineage of a true father. Many women, we say we want our husbands to be strong. We say we want our husbands to be providers. We say we want our husbands to be men, but we actually forget that many of us are operating as women that are, you know, pretty disrespectful. And so we have to remember that one of the hardest things that a man during these days and times has to be as a father, because when our father was raising us, he didn't need to deal with a lot of things that the young men nowadays have to deal with, whether it's a twerking daughter or whether it's a disrespectful daughter or whether it's a group of men that don't want to respect their daughters. They showed a grandmother on Facebook that was doing things in order to protect her son. And it's amazing that women, even in their 60s and 70s, would have to do things to protect our sons. And I don't mean that it's a problem with us protecting our sons, but why do we have to go out of our way to protect the very men that God has blessed us with because of the brutality, police brutality, because of the gangs and things of that sort. I want to share a quick story. I remember growing up, we had started off in a neighborhood that was biracial, had different types of races. So you had biracial couples, you had white couples, you had a lot of different people in our neighborhood. And then it changed, the very breakout changed, where it was changed to those that were just African-American. And so as the neighborhood transitioned, I noticed my dad was one of those fathers that was a watchman. He would sit on the porch and he would look and see, you know, what was going on. And he usually knew what was going on in the neighborhood. And so him and his friends, whether it was Mr. Powell or Pastor Powell or Mr. Jones or Mr. Schaefer, the various men in our neighborhood would sit out on their front porches. And sometimes, I must admit, he had his gun, and sometimes he didn't. But I remember when the gangs came in our neighborhood, and they may have been coming for the person next to us or the person on the other side of our house. But either way, our father was not just determined to provide us with the food and the clothing that we needed, but also with the protection that we needed. Many times in the just a block down, they were throwing cherry bombs and different things into people's homes. But my dad had a way of sitting on the porch and the other men of saying, "You're going to have to go through me." And so this stance that they had, even though the gangs were very disrespectful young men, they for some reason still respected these older men. Not like today, not like how you saw the policeman knock down a 75-year-old man. Back in the day, they wouldn't do stuff like that. They wouldn't, not even the police would disrespect older men like that. They had a respect for elders that is missing. And that's why it's so important that the fathers are standing in the gap to protect the men and protect the children and protect the boys and protect the girls, because there's so much going on out here that, yes, God has given us angels that are encamped all around us. Yes, he has. Yes, God has given us his word that protects us. Yes, he has. But he's also given us the fathers that know that their children need to eat. He's also given us the fathers that know that their children need protecting. When was the last time you actually saw a real father? Ponder that. When was the last time you actually thanked God for giving you a father? Yes, we have fathers that have practiced infidelity. Yes, we have fathers that have cheated on our moms. Yes, we have husbands and sons and that have done things wrong. But in reality, after all of that is said and done, were they your provider? In reality, when all is said and done, were they your protectors? Ha, que era moro, say, excuse me. In the overall story, did they do what fathers are supposed to do? Did they know how to hug you when your heart was broken from whatever that happened, or that boy, that girl? Did they know how to show you the love that you needed? And you needed it because someone had broken your heart, or you needed it because someone had spoke to you in a rude manner, or they called you the N-word, or they called you the B-word, or they called you everything but the name that your parents gave you. Or they took the name that your parents gave you and they made fun of it. My son was talking to me about the name Penelope, and I was like, I said, I don't like that name. You know, we were talking about boys and girls' names. And I said, I don't like that name. It reminds me of a cartoon character. And so he thought it was cute, and I thought, Penelope. I said, think about this. If you name your child Penelope, what will the children at school say and do? I said, some names are cute or they sound cute, but then there are some names that children will make fun of. And so do you want your child to go through, you know, that type of basically it's a type of abuse and neglect. I said, so when you think of the names, just don't think about what they mean, because a name like Sage, that means wisdom, it's beautiful. But if you give your child another name, like Angelique, I love the name Angelique. I think it is so beautiful. But every time I think of Angelique, and many children probably wouldn't, I think of Dark Shadows, the vampire on Dark Shadows. So many people would be like, I don't even know who that is. So I was trying to explain to him, what does that name represent? Who does that name represent? Right now, Michelle would be a popular name because of Michelle Obama. Right now, Barack would be a popular name because of President Barack Obama. So what does that name mean? Right now, would Donald be a good name because of Donald Trump, or would it be a name that they would tease them about because of Ronald McDonald? I mean, what would that name mean? So when we think of the name of Father, what does Father mean? How is Father defined? Is it when you think of a father, you think of Abraham, or you think of Isaac, of Jacob? Do you think of the name of John? Do you think of John the Baptist? When you think of a name for your son, Emerson, Zachariah, what do those names mean? What do those names cause you to focus on? How do you define a father? Is a father someone that's always there for you? Or is a father someone that gives your mom's money to take you shopping? You may say he's that too. Okay, if your father is a father that has been there for you, whether it's times that you needed to be encouraged, or he's been there for you as your source. He's been there for you for that person that disciplines you, or that person that loves you unconditionally. Or have you never met your father? So therefore, the father that you know is the father in heaven, or that spiritual father, that person that just stepped in and he called you his son or his daughter, without ever knowing if you were really his child. Well, many of you know that my father had extra children that he was a father to. Some of them were people that I grew up with that didn't have a father in their life, so my father stepped in. Some of them were my cousins who had lost their father, and he stepped in. Well, some of them were people who said that they were his children, and they never did what my sister's minister did, because the DNA test to prove that they were. Well, I have a cousin that had a number of children that he was taking care of because they said that he was the father. Well, do you know that DNA came back and said, you're not the father? So many of you hear that on the Mary Show and different things. And so all of these years that he was taking care of these children who thought that they were his, and he thought that their father and things of that sort, and he finds out that he was not the father. They looked like him. They act like him. They look like some of the other children that he had, but he was not the father. But it was one child in particular that loved him so much that she didn't want anyone to be her father but him, and practically had a type of nervous breakdown when they told her, he is not the father. But what I loved was his compassion and his love for her, that he said, whether biologically or not, spiritually and psychologically, I am her father. Been her father ever since. And she is a beautiful young lady, not just in the way she looks, but in the way she honors her father. You know, it's something when you see a little girl that, Juan's daughters just did, they said, you know, the one, AJ, just honored her father at a young age. When a child is that young and they're already showing honor to their father, that means a lot. Not only to the father, but to others. Because now the other children could be sitting around saying, I wish I had said something about my father. If she gives me another opportunity, I'm going to say something about my father. AJ, thank you for honoring your father. AJ, thank you for even when you couldn't think of all of the words you wanted to say, you tried to say it. There's something that means more to a father than that card, than that pair of shoes, than that robe. To have a child at a young age that honors them is usually that child that grows up to be a teenager or an adult that honors him. My dad disciplined us. He corrected us. He never did a lot of things that many fathers did because he didn't have a father that actually showed him a good example, or mother, the two mothers that he had in his life to show him a good example. But he was determined to marry a woman that could help him not only be a father, but a husband. And even with all of the mistakes you make in parenting, because I surely have made some horrible mistakes, and I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God for even my son knowing to love my father, because my son actually is carrying on my father's name, in case you didn't know that. It's an honor to be able to carry on the name, whether it's Seabury, whether it's Kaiser, whether it's Dickens, whether it's Thomas, but to have sons that can carry on your name, my father didn't have that we know of. So my son carries on the Kaiser name, and it's an honor and a privilege, because some men only have daughters, and then their daughters don't carry on their names, because it's not a tradition in America for a daughter to get married and her husband takes on her name. It's not a tradition. And so therefore, it's not done. And so to know that the Kaiser name in my father's tribe could have been cut off, but it isn't. It's such an honor to see my son and his wife, and to see that her name is Kaiser, and now she's going to have children with that same name. That's an honor. Seabury's, my. That was my mother's maiden name. But guess what? My Uncle George, my Uncle Isaiah, my Uncle Bucky, oh, my. My uncle, I could just go on and on. My uncle Eve, all of them, they had the honor of carrying on the family name. I am so grateful that I had the honor and the privilege of carrying my father's name. Not that anything would have been wrong if I would have been married, and I don't know if I would have hyphenated my name or if I would have just father's name or whatever, but the point is that it's an honor to carry the name of your children, children, meaning my grandparents' children, who happen to be my parents. So it was an honor for my grandma Molly and my grandfather to have sons to carry on their names. And then to have them to get married, to have sons and daughters that carried on their name. And so I thank God for that. When I see my Uncle George and I see his son, who's passed on as well, but now I see his son and he's carrying that Seabury name. It's, oh my God, such an honor and a privilege to see that. And whether it's my Uncle Bucky and the various other uncles, whether it's the Kaiser name, to see all of the Kaisers out there and to see them carrying on the name, even the one football player, Deshaun, to know that Derek had a son and that his son has the awesome privilege of carrying the Kaiser name. And I just thank God for that honor. And so many people say, well, I don't have any children or I couldn't have any children. When I looked out there on Facebook and I saw how many people had adopted children and now they are carrying on their last name, you know, it's an honor to even have the privilege to adopt children, because they're still your children and they can carry on the name. And so I thank God for each and every one of you that have honored your fathers on today. You know, one of our cousins, Prophet Antoine, wrote on Facebook how he gets angry when he sees mothers talking to each other and saying, Happy Father's Day. And so the one young lady responded to him and said, well, basically she told him he was going to get over it. But she said on Mother's Day, she honored the fathers that had been standing in the gap, the single fathers, the single parents, as mothers and fathers. And then he just said, shaking his head. But my point is, no matter what you say, I'm a single parent myself, we are not fathers, like it or not. Men have certain body features that many of us do not have. Many of them have attributes that many of us do not have. And so therefore, even as a single parent, although I have played the role and did the thing of being a protector and a provider, I've never been a man and don't want to be a man. So let's just make that clear. And with all of the identity crisis that we have going on today, with women wanting to be men and men wanting to be women, one thing we need not do, try to make any confusion or blur the lines of what a mother is versus a father. And I do know that there are people out there that are born with both body parts. I do know that, and that's a whole nother message in itself. But my point is, let's honor the fathers on today, mothers, daughters, granddaughters. Let's honor the fathers on today. And then once today is over, there's 364 more days that we should have honored them. Because, see, we're in June 21st right now, so we're already halfway through the year. So let's honor the men. Many of them are incarcerated, and that's a whole nother message, because that's just a new slavery system that people have put in place in order to cause the people of color to be oppressed and suppressed. And so we have to understand that if we have sons that are in the correctional system and they have children, we need to do what we can do to still find a way to help their children honor them. Because some are in there, and they're innocent. That's right. Innocent people do spend a lot of time in jail just because someone may have planted something on them or they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And maybe their father wasn't able to afford the attorney and the legal representation that was needed in order to free them. Some of them are fathers that did stuff in their young age that they were taken to court for in their old age. So whatever the reason that they're incarcerated, or whatever the reason they're no longer here on this earth, some of them are no longer here on this earth as our fathers, he's transitioned to heaven to be with God. I mean, he's transitioned in his life. And on that great day, I pray that God says, welcome in, my good and faithful servant, because whether it was in the 11th hour or for all of his life, our Heavenly Father. My, 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 my. No one can take the place of our Heavenly Father. Although we've been blessed to have earthly fathers, no one and nothing can take the place of our Heavenly Father. Because our Heavenly Father loved us so much until he sacrificed his only son so that each and every one of us would have an opportunity to have eternal life. I don't care whether the picture in your house is of a black Jesus, a white Jesus, a yellow Jesus, or a brown Jesus. I'm not going to get into that. Just get into the Bible, study that region for yourself, and once you've studied the region for which he was born in and the DNA of his parents, you'll understand what his skin color was. You'll understand what it takes to have woolly hair, things of that sort. You'll understand in the by and by that it really doesn't matter what someone says his color is, because we need to learn his love. And once we learn his agape love, we'll learn that color is something that America and other countries concentrate on in order to categorize people, to suppress and oppress people, or to promote people to different types of privileges and discrimination and things of that sort. So we have to learn, as we're asking God to teach us how to pray for every black father, every yellow father, every brown father, every red father, every white father, no matter what your race is, let's pray for the fathers. No matter what your religious preference is, let's pray for the fathers. No matter what your educational background is, let's pray for the fathers. No matter if you've been to jail before, never been to jail before, let's pray for the fathers. No matter whether he's an absentee father or a present father, let's pray for the fathers. No matter whether he is a father of many or a father of few, let's pray for the fathers. Many fathers have never had a biological child, but they have plenty of spiritual children. Do you know there's a Apostle Skinner from New York who was a father of many religious nations because he birthed out the ministry of deliverance. And there are many men that call him their father. He didn't have a child. Not a biological child, but he adopted children and he mentored many children, men and women. There are plenty of people, whether they know it or not. My son was so interesting. When he built his family tree, he put all of his mothers on it. So imagine a child that will put all of their fathers on it. So my mother was on there as his mother. I was on there as his mother. And my sister Renee was on there as his mother. And the teacher told him, no, you could only have one mother. My son threw such a horrible tantrum, and they had to call me. And I told them, I said, don't mess with him and his mother. I said, he can have as many mothers as he wants to. I know who I am. Don't mess with him and his mothers. And so I can't imagine if there's a man out there that has spiritual fathers and natural fathers that have been there for him as his protector, his mentor. What an honor. What a privilege for the neighborhood to actually raise a child like that, that has fathers. Men that have been there even if the biological father was absent. Will you be that father to those daughters that need a father? Will you be that father to those sons that need a father? They don't have to have your blood type. They don't have to have your DNA. But will you be a father? Will you be an example? God breathed into the human race, and God said that it was good. Jesus died on the cross for each and every one of us, and he said it was finished. What are you finishing, fathers? That's right, I want to know. Whose lives have you impacted, fathers? Yes, I know many of you are impacting the lives of your own children that have your own DNA. But I want to give you an example, and I pray that this doesn't embarrass Juan, because I love him dearly. Juan has been the father to daughters that he knew biologically were not his. And one of them, she is such a sweet young lady. And I just, when I watch him, the way he works with her and the way he handles her and the way he protects her and the way he cares for her, and it just really blesses me because it reminds me of Antoine and how he mentors and he's there for so many young ladies, and it's an honor. Not that he doesn't have his own daughters and not that he doesn't have his own sons, but to see him impart into these young ladies and young men's lives. Fathers, you're important. You're extremely important to these young ladies that need a father. Fathers, you're very important to that young man that may have gone all of his life and never had a real father in his life. My father was determined, no matter what he was doing outside of the sanctity of marriage, and no matter what he was doing outside of whatever he was doing, to be the best father that he knew how to be. And so although my father may not have been Rosalind or Anisette's father, he was respected by them as though he was, and they had their own father, you know, and their father was a funny man. I mean, he kept us laughing. I mean, he was always there for them. And so my father grew up as a father figure to my friend Katina, even though her father was there. He grew up as a father figure to my friend Rennie Rose, even though her father was not there. So I can go on and on to give you examples of the father figure that my father was. But I can also tell you that the greatest father we all have is our Heavenly Father. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He will cause us to be the head and not the tail. He'll cause us to be above and not beneath. He'll cause us in the midst of false evidence that appears to be real, that shows itself as fear, to be obliterated and annihilated, because he'll show us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Our Heavenly Father will send an archangel to protect us, even from the man that said he was asking the Ku Klux Klan to be Knight Riders. What I love about God is that he can handle Knight Riders, day riders, afternoon riders, or any other rider. Because on their way to do things that are ungodly, they could have all types of things to happen that will cause them to have a change of heart or even not be able to carry out their plan. I thank God for fathers. Juan, thank you. Brandon, thank you. Stan, thank you. Carlton, thank you. To my father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
to my Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, just want to thank you. When I was in the war zone, he protected me. My earthly father wasn't there. When I was away in the various countries that the military took me in, my Heavenly Father was there. When I was away at college, my Heavenly Father was there. Now when my earthly father has transitioned, my Heavenly Father is still here. When my heart was overwhelmed, I went to the rock because my Father was there. When I've gone here, when I've gone there, when I've been in the middle of this, when I've been in the middle of that, my Father, my Heavenly Father was there. My earthly father used to make me laugh because when I would be driving all the way from California to Chicago, he couldn't sleep. He would be up and back and forth, back and forth. Is she here yet? Is she here yet? When I was driving from all of these, could have caught a plane, yes, but I wanted to have transportation when I got where I got. And back then, it was really much cheaper to drive, whether it was gas or whatever it was. It was just my earthly father was worried about me. But my heavenly father, even when I wasn't trying to live right, he was there all the time. He protected me in many accidents. When I was in a coma and they said she's going to be a vegetable for the rest of her life, my heavenly father said, not so. And he woke me up. So I could go on and on and on giving you examples of how my Heavenly Father has been there all the time. So he's been there all the time for you. Will you accept him? Will you allow him to be your God, your Lord of Lords, your King of Kings? Will you allow him to be the Father that you've never had, or the Father that you have had? But he's even greater than him. So if you haven't heard anything else on today, know that our Heavenly Father will always be there. And while you have your earthly father, appreciate him now. Because soon, as my mother used to say, you won't be able to give him flowers. Soon, you won't be able to give him house shoes and robes and socks. Soon, you won't be able to give him a card. So give him all of the love you could give him now. If it's a hug, even if it's a hug or a kiss or to shake his hand, let him know how much you love him on this side of heaven. Oh, well, I can't think of what to say. I love you. Says a lot. To tell the world on the World Wide Web, such as AJ did, on the World Wide Web, years from now, centuries from now, if this world still exists and this type of forum exists, someone is going to hear AJ say she loved her father. Thank you, AJ. Thank you, Minister Sheila. Thank you, Juan. So that's all I have. Minister Sheila, I'll turn the program over to you for you to make the final announcements and to share whatever the Lord has given you. Love you all.
Thank you, Apostle. Excuse me. And let Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, like I said, excuse me again for the bike round. But yes, I want to thank this morning for my granddaughters, Tayshonda, that I call Screamer, AJ, that I call Lil A, and Charlie, and little Minnie Juan. I just want to thank you for letting me be able to be here to see any of my grandkids, from my son Juan, my daughter LaVon, and her husband Carlton, which is a magnificent man, a magnificent father, has given me two grandsons, Carvon and Carlton Jr., and to my daughter, Tisha Wanda, that has gave me three more grandchildren, a set of twins, Koshana and Koshan and another young man. I call him Yak because his name, I can't really pronounce it. I just want to thank my sisters, my nephew, that God has blessed us to be good and grateful men, one to be a father, and one, he says, taking his time, to Mr. Minister Brandon Kaiser and to Mr. Stanley Wright Jr. I just want to thank the Lord for this entire family that the Lord has blessed us with that we haven't fallen apart from. And don't think the devil is trying to break us up. And I also want to thank God for my wonderful brother. He's a cousin, but he's my brother, Mr. Lewis Carter, that has been more than a brother to us, a cousin, has also helped us out in the father figure, too, because he had to help. He didn't have to. He helped us to grow up to understand things that the crooks or the devils in the streets would try to pull up on you to break your faith. But, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. And I thank you for the bloodline family. And I thank you for my son's lady and being over to her mother's house this morning and to meet her father that is also a wonderful man and to thank us all for God to blessing us. And I just want to ask, is it anyone else on the line that might have a statement, remark, or just gratification that the Lord has given them to say? Your time is now.
Good morning, saints of God. This is Minister Margot. I just want to say I thank God for another Father's Day. Thank God for all of his blessings. And I thank God for having a father, George Seabury, that was present with us. He was present. He was a protector and a provider. God blessed us to have a father and that was a father to many, not just us. But and I thank God that I know my heavenly Father, who is always there for each of us. We have so much to be thankful for. Thank you for that word, Apostle Cecilia. And I continue to pray for you as you pray for us and our family and all the men that God has blessed to be in our family, that they remain strong and that they seek God as never before. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Margot McCoy, for the statements. And I thank you because we all remember Uncle George. He would always tell us, you can sit down or I can put you down. You can take your pick or make it easy. But he was also a wonderful uncle, a truthful, funny, and love-God man. And we bless the Lord for blessing us with the family or the love connection that we have, that no matter what, it has not been broken. I want to give it open again. Does anyone else have words that they might want to speak or say today? The time is now. All right, I want to thank each and every one of you all for listening, and the ones that can say something and the ones that can't, because I know many program nights I be at work or in disposal where I can listen, but I could not make a remark or statement. But I want to thank the Lord for blessing us all for another day, a special Father's Day, and to wake us up and to let us know that he is real, he's still here, and he do still love us. And I want to thank you all for listening to us on this Sunday morning, which each and every Sunday morning I will ask you to tune in to Let's Talk at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. And also on Monday nights, Iron Sharpened Iron. It is also on Blog Talk and some nights Facebook will be Minister Cecilia Kaiser Wright at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think the speaker for tomorrow night is Dr. Serena Wright. a woman of God with mighty, powerful words of knowledge and teaching. And also on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Let's Talk with Minister Syria Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook. And I just want to thank everyone and thank God for the utmost love, care, and understanding to bring us through to another day. And to remember, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. I just want to thank you, and I praise God for all of us, and I thank God and ask him to bless each and every one that I know and don't know, my bloodline and my spiritual. I just want to say have a safe, blessed day. And I thank you, and I thank you, and have a blessed one. Amen, and have a blessed morning. Bye.